The Stock Market Report with Kevin Johnson from Argonaut Securities.
Well, Kevin Johnson finds himself at a conference on this Friday afternoon. So joining us once again, Bradley Hill from Argonaut Securities. Good afternoon, Bradley.
Good afternoon, Ollie. How are you going?
I'm very well. It's a lovely day outside and it's a lovely day on the stock market.
Yeah, it looks fantastic outside and a good day on the market as well. We've locked in another day of gains to finish the week following some broadly positive leads from Wall Street overnight. We finished up 22 points today at 6,069.
All right, that is a good result indeed. So up around, 20-odd points or so, I'd say, Bradley, would that be right?
22, yeah.
22. Okay, now I see that the quarterly rebalance of the S&P indices is out and about today. What can you tell us?
Yeah, absolutely. That's been the main news around town today. Like you say, the quarterly rebalance of the S&P ASX indices. So that constitutes ASX 20, ASX 50, 100, 200, 300, and even All Ords as well.
Mm-hmm.
There's been a bit of activity around the grounds there. In the top 20, we've seen South 32 being added to the top 20 index, and that's moving in, replacing QBE in that top 20. There's been no change in ASX 50, but in the ASX 100, we've seen Fairfax Media and Vocus Communications both being removed to make way for Xero, which is an accounting software company,
mm-hmm.
And Cleanaway Waste Management. Vocus is up 5% today at $2.50, and Fairfax up 2.2% at 70.5 cents. But in the ASX 200, we've been seeing the more interesting changes. Myer is definitely the news around town, one of the key names, but actually been dropped from the ASX 200.
Is that right?
It's off 5.4% today. But on the positive side, both Ausdrill and Bellamy's are being added to the index. Ausdrill's closing up 2.6% at $2.75, and Bellamy's making yet another fresh 52-week high today. Touched as high as $20.80, ended up closing at up 2.7% at $20.45.
All right, that is a good whip around. Any other stocks that we need to take note of this afternoon, Bradley?
Yeah, sure. So around the grounds, the healthcare stocks, I've noticed, have been performing well today. Both Cochlear and Blackmores both leading in the points gainers. Cochlear up $3.04 to $188.02, and Blackmores up $3.42 at $130.90. Elsewhere, Ramsay Healthcare up 1.5% at $64.11. Healthscope up 2.6%, and ResMed up 1.5% as well. Now, also in the more popular stocks, seen Telstra up 5 cents today, $3.44. Commonwealth Bank, 70 cents higher, $76.87. Westpac and ANZ, both up about 0.3%, and NAB up 0.7% at $30.79.
All right, how's the gold price?
The gold price currently holding steady, just trading just shy of $1,318 at the moment. With Aussie dollar sitting at 77.9 US cents, the pound buying $1.77.2, and the euro $1.58 flat.
All right, good way to end the week. Bradley Hill, Argonaut Securities, you all have a wonderful weekend.
Thanks very much, Ollie. You too.